This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Overall, Alabama students test near the bottom in math and reading. State Senator Del Mar says Alabama's standards for public schools are to blame. Marsh wants to repeal the nationwide academic standards known as Common Core, but the proposal seems to have lost some momentum in the legislature. WBHM Chair Wheeler Stewart reports.
A bill to eliminate Common Core or academic benchmarks for math and language arts zipped through the state Senate, but it stalled in the House for weeks, awaiting a vote in the Education Policy Committee. It may have hit a roadblock, but State Senator Del Marsh, the bill's sponsor, says it's temporary.
I am optimistic that before the session is over, we will have a piece of legislation passed that will eliminate Common Core.
One big question some lawmakers and business leaders have is, if there's no more Common Core, what academic standards will Alabama have? Marsh says he'll leave that to state educators. The Alabama State Board of Education adopted Common Core several years ago. Those standards grew out of a national effort to establish consistent educational goals across the country. That means if a family in Maryland moves to Alabama, their children would cover the same subjects in school and have similar benchmarks. But Becky Gerritsen, executive director of the conservative group Eagle Forum of Alabama, says Common Core doesn't work.
We've had it long enough for all of this to be implemented and to see some changes in the positive, and we haven't, and so it's time to get out of Common Core.
Tommy Bice, the former state superintendent, was part of the national group that developed Common Core standards in 2009. He says state educators drafted Alabama's standards, and they are working. He says before Common Core standards took effect,
our business and industry leaders were saying that our students weren't leaving schools ready to think critically.
Now, citing a recent report, he says fewer high school graduates require remediation in college. Leslie Richards, a math specialist in Jefferson County Schools, says standards are often misunderstood, and that may be one of the reasons for the pushback.
Standards are almost like a rib cage or a skeleton that districts then choose to flesh out in whatever way they find most appropriate.
If the legislature repeals Common Core, Senator Del Mar says the state school board would have 18 months to develop new standards. Cheryl Wheeler Stewart, WBHM.
Support for WBHM comes from our members in Steel City Men's Chorus, presenting Unbreakable, a musical embracing 120 years of LGBTQ history, Saturday at the Dorothy Jimison Day Theater. More at steelcitymenschorus.org.
Support for NPR comes from this station.